Yes, I do. I think it's very, very interesting. And I, of course, what can I say? What can I say against the great Mike Brewers? And the article
is lying.
The article in which Mike talks about this is fascinating. Though, mind you, I would have liked him to have devoted more time to looking at the Carolingian model. He uses those terms very interestingly and very expertly. On the other hand, he doesn't actually, for my money, that article, up to half of it, in fact, could have been, without any loss to the Napoleonic side of it, devoted to. So I felt that as an article, there could have been more on the actual Carolingian aspects. So as to have an absolutely, a possibly slightly more, even more detailed comparison between the two than there actually was. I think that. No, I don't really have any quarrel with the idea that certain areas of Napoleon's empire, including, of course, the very interesting and original part of Mike Brose's article, that certain parts of France, like Western France, were actually less integrated to the Napoleonic Empire than areas like Belgium, for example, or Northern Italy. And I think that's a very profound and a very important point. And certainly in terms of looking forward, even to those areas that have formed the heartland of the EEC and subsequently the EU, as their integration and their history together goes back to the Napoleonic period. If yes, I think probably. Back then, the Napoleonic period is in fact the formative moment in their integration. In fact, that's all extremely important. Again, to discuss just how far certain of the outer marches of the empire, like the satellite states, like the Duchy of Warsaw, were really integrated into the Napoleonic system, I think that's almost worth another longer discussion. But yes, I don't think one can doubt the essential thrust of Mike Brose's article.